Theoretical recap. A nested list is a list that contains one or more other lists inside one of its items. In HTML, this means placing a ul, ol, or dl element directly inside a li element of a parent list. The browser will automatically indent the child list, visually reflecting the hierarchy of information. This structure is extremely common in real-world interfaces, navigation menus, multi-level table of contents, categorized skill sets, project breakdowns, and more. The mental model to keep in mind is simple. Think in levels. Level 1 is the main list. Level 2 is a list nested inside a li of level 1. Level 3 is a list nested inside a li of level 2, and so on. Each level must be a complete, valid list, opened and closed properly, before the parent li is closed. Common mistakes include closing the li before closing the nested list it contains, invalid HTML, mixing up ol and ol when the distinction between unordered and ordered content matters, and forgetting that the nested list must be a child of a li, not a direct child of the parent ul or ol. Quick example. Ul. Li front end. Ul. Li html slash li. Li css slash li. Slash ul. Slash li. Li backend. Ul. Li node.js slash li. Li python slash li. Slash ul. Slash li. Slash ul. Notice that the inner ul is closed before the parent li closes. Indentation is not optional here. It is your primary tool for readability and debugging. Workshop brief. In this workshop, you will extend the semantic resume you began building in the previous mini project. Your goal is to enrich it by incorporating nested lists that reflect a real-world, hierarchical organization of information. This exercise is designed to consolidate your understanding of HTML list nesting, reinforce semantic structure, and push you to think critically about how data hierarchy translates into markup. Your first task is to revisit your resume file and identify at least three sections where a flat list could logically be replaced by or enriched with a nested structure. Think about how a skill set can be grouped by category. For example, languages greater than HTML, CSS, JavaScript, how work experience can list responsibilities under each job, or how a training section can break down modules under each course. You are expected to make genuine editorial decisions, not just mechanical nesting for the sake of it. Once you have identified the sections, implement the nested lists using appropriate HTML elements. You must use at least one ul nested inside another ul, one ul used in a context where order genuinely matters, for example, a step-by-step certification path or a ranked list of technologies you have learned, and one combination where a ul and an ul appear at different levels of the same structure. The choices must be justifiable. Be prepared to explain in a comment within your code why you chose a given list type at each level. Pay careful attention to your indentation and your use of HTML comments. Every nested block must be clearly indented relative to its parent, following the clean code standards you practiced in the previous workshops on comments and indentation. Each major section of your nested structure should include at least one inline comment explaining the editorial or semantic decision you made. This is not decoration, it is professional practice. Once your HTML file is complete, do a self-review pass. Open your file in a browser and check that the visual hierarchy matches your intended structure. Then validate your code using the W3C HTML validator, validator.w3.org. Fix any errors reported before submitting. If the validator returns warnings, read them carefully and decide whether they require action. Document your decision in a comment in your code. Finally, make sure your file follows the naming conventions covered in the best practices chapter. Lowercase, no spaces, use hyphens as separators. Your file should be named resume.html or cv.html and placed in a clean folder structure. When you submit, include the HTML file and, if you have organized your project into folders, a brief note, as an HTML comment at the top of your file or in a separate README, describing your folder structure. You have 2 hours to complete and submit this workshop. Work at your own pace, but respect the deadline. Submitting on time is part of the professional discipline this course aims to build. You are fully authorized to consult all previous course chapters, your own notes, and any relevant internet resources. You may also ask for help, but the final code and the editorial decisions it reflects must be your own.